The appeal comes as the time is running out for a proposed $110 billion aid package for Ukraine and Israel to pass before lawmakers leave Washington for their holiday break. President Biden said he's willing to find common ground with Republicans, but that compromise is a two-way street.
Compromise is how democracy works, and I'm ready and offered compromise already. Holding Ukraine funding hostage in the attempt to force through an extreme Republican partisan agenda on the border is not how it works.
Far-right Republicans have questioned further aid money for Ukraine, saying it's been going to fund a stalemate. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters Tuesday that he's communicated that concern to the administration.
I have asked the White House since the day that I was handed the gavel as Speaker for clarity. We need a clear articulation of the strategy to allow Ukraine to win. And thus far, their responses have been insufficient. They have not provided us the clarity and the detail that we have requested over and over since literally 24 hours after I was handed the gavel as Speaker of the House.
Johnson said congressional Republicans also want border security to be a part of any national security package.
The border is an absolute catastrophe, and this is because of the policies of this White House and this administration. We had 12,000 illegal crossings on one day last week alone, on Wednesday.
Advocates for immigrants and congressional Democrats demonstrated at the Capitol Wednesday against what they view as a return to Trump-era border policies. California Democratic Congresswoman Nanette Diaz-Barragan chairs the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, or CHC. She said Republicans are trying to ram through extremist changes to U.S. immigration and asylum policy.
The CHC is concerned about the reports, the most recent reports that we're hearing now, of these Trump-era immigration policies possibly becoming permanent laws in exchange for one-time funding.
Democrats argued that what the Republicans have in mind for border reform is a return to what they say was the Trump administration's misuse of the Title 42 law, which allows for federal officials to limit immigration from certain countries during public health emergencies, in this case, COVID-19. Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Mass detention, gutting our asylum system, Title 42 on steroids. It is unconscionable. That is not the way to fix our immigration system. We know that it will not work.
Congress is scheduled to leave Washington tomorrow. That leaves a narrow window to approve Biden's funding request for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.